I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Patricia Schultz, author of 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, celebrating her new second edition. In your travels, does it open you up to the effect of climate change and violent weather? For instance, in Haiti, they've got a problem with their only major export is topsoil. Every time it rains really hard, their topsoil flows into the sea, and they've got serious problems there. How has your travels, because you've traveled everywhere, changed your approach to things like climate change?
I just think it makes me far more aware and far more sensitive than the average person who sits home and reads about it on the front page of the New York Times on their couch. You go to Greenland where it's the talk of the moment. I mean, everybody from the guy behind the front desk to your tour guide, it's, you know, on everybody's lips because they're experiencing it in a very real way. You know, you go to Mount Etna, the most active volcano in Europe, in the wonderful island of Sicily, and people are always talking about how these patterns of volcanic eruption have changed over the centuries. So things that weren't necessarily of interest to me, but I can say that about, you know, so many different aspects of travel, become very much alive. I mean, they become very real and they become very much part of then how you see the region or the area that you're visiting, but also the world at large. So that when I read about tsunamis or mudslides or, you know, all of these catastrophic works of nature, acts of nature, you identify with them in a very real way. And that doesn't happen when you don't have that firsthand experience.